Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 74 this afternoon, under mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs around 78. Ample sunshine expected Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 68, slight chance of rain showers Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 66.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas woman faces felony charges in connection with a fatal shooting that killed a teenage girl inside a Kansas City home. Bailey Lewis of Lenexa faces second-degree felony murder, 3 counts of accessory armed with criminal action, 2 counts of accessory unlawful use of a weapon, according to the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. According to court records, Kansas City police were dispatched on August 9th regarding a shooting. They located a juvenile female in the bathroom suffering from a gunshot wound to her throat. She was transported to a hospital where she later died. The Hays Convention and Visitors Bureau will partner with the Hays Recreation Commission to host free Hays Prairie Winds Kite Show this Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bickle Schmidt Sports Complex. This family-friendly event will feature giant kite displays of great American kites and events. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
One person was injured in an accident just after 3 p.m. yesterday in Ellis County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2016 Toyota Scion driven by Miranda Wales, 32, from Colorado Springs, was eastbound on Interstate 70 just west of Tolan. The driver fell asleep. The vehicle traveled off the roadway to the right and rolled in the south ditch. EMS transported Wales to Hays Med. She was not wearing a seatbelt, according to Kansas Highway Patrol. An Abilene family made a surprising discovery while renovating their home. A time capsule was tucked away inside the stairs. Michelle Brown said her father came across a glass jar with a handwritten note from the original builders, along with a nickel and a penny. The note revealed the home was built during the fall and winter of 1973 with a construction cost of just $17,000. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Labor Day wrapped up yesterday with a peaceful protest at the state capitol as the Kansas 50501 held a peaceful protest at the capitol with their protest titled Liberty on Labor Day as they fought, saying that they were advocating for workers over billionaires. WIBW reports that just under 1,000 people were in attendance at the rally that was from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the state capitol with different guest speakers, including the secretary and treasurer for the Kansas National Education Association, the attorney for the Social Security Administration, and the president of the Topeka Federation of Labor. In other news, Labor Day weekend wrapped up with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with the Department of Wildlife and Parks, issuing public health advisories to blue-green algae at several different lakes across the state of Kansas as individuals were visiting those lakes for the final summer vacation. Some of the warnings over the weekend included the Atchison City Lake, Fossil Lake in Russell County, King Lake in Lyon County, Lake Afton, and others.
In Nebraska, the eastern part of the state experienced significant rainfall over Labor Day weekend. Areas west of the Omaha Metro receiving 4 to 6 inches. Early Monday, flood warnings remain in effect as some areas contending with ongoing concerns. A geomagnetic storm triggered by a strong solar flare forecast to produce bright northern lights in parts of Nebraska tonight, weather permitting. This rare spectacle provides a unique opportunity for stargazers across the region. A federal appeals court has revived a workplace discrimination lawsuit filed by the EEOC against Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway. The lawsuit alleges a hostile environment toward women at the Alliance Rail Yard in Nebraska from 2011 to 2022, citing widespread sexual harassment. The case will return to district court for continued proceedings.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners took no action on reconsideration of their decision not to asphalt 30th Road North out of Axtell. Again, a delegation of Axtell area residents met with commissioners to express concerns. Jenny Mathewson with RSVP met with the board. RSVP did not receive grant funding this year. They'll operate on a $30,000 appropriation from the county, plus funds they receive from Pony Up Match Day. RSVP will cut the administrative side to one full-time employee through the end of this year, with one part-time employee in 2026 with no benefits. They will, however, continue to coordinate volunteers and provide services. Washington County Commissioners voted to approve exceeding the revenue neutral rate for the mill levy after a public hearing at the last meeting, which included several constituent questions regarding the budget. A back and forth as to the proposed mill levy followed, with commissioners noting the levy had been stable or fallen in recent years, and taxpayers pointing out that continued increases in valuations have still resulted in higher tax bills. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Thursday, September 4th at 9 a.m. to enter into a long-term engagement for outsourced payroll and final consideration of 2026 departmental budget request. Marysville Public Library will offer a free course on how to use Canva. Advanced and fundamental classes at noon and 5:30 this Wednesday, September 3rd. Contact the Marysville Public Library. And area libraries will host free fundamental computer classes in September and October at Blue Rapids, Marysville, Frankfort, and Beatty. Classes begin September 4th, 11th, and 18th at Blue Rapids. In Marysville, September 9th, 16th, and 23rd. Also September 30th, October 7th, and 14th. Then in Frankfort, October 1st, 8th, and 15th. And in Beatty, October 2nd, 9th, and 16th. Classes are being supported by a federal award, green grant funding through the U.S. Department of Treasury. For more information, call the Marysville Public Library at 785-562-2491. Nemahal County STEP Foundation 5th Annual Match Day in August raised a net total of $294,000, with 414 gifts ranging from $10,000 to $22,000. 37 funds benefited. 8 received the matching amount at the $55,000 match pool. Top 3 funds were the Nemahal County Catastrophic Medical Fund, $23,700, Centralia Project Fund, $19,400, and the Kathleen Schmilsley Fund, $18,000. A list of participating funds and donation totals available at stepupnemahaw.com.
An injury accident was reported in Gage County Saturday evening on U.S. 77 at the curve near Nebraska Highway 112 shortly after 6 p.m. Dominic Edwards, age 19, of Marysville, apparently hydroplaned, lost control with the vehicle rolling several times coming to rest in a field. A 14-year-old passenger was ejected from the vehicle. The driver was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital and the passenger to a Lincoln hospital, both with serious injuries.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 13th through the 15th, where all donations between $25 and $5,000 will be matched at 50%.
Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $100,000 in matching funds for this event.
Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community, working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some isolated showers possible early on today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s, and a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and some rain throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early September 86. Record high on this date 111. The average low 62, the record low 43. Sunset this evening 7:58, sunrise in the morning at 6:57. We had about an inch and a half in the rain gauge between Saturday afternoon, Sunday, and into Monday. We heard ranging from an inch and a half to 2.5 locally, some points, some small pockets, 4.5 to 5.5 inches.
Could September be the year's most poetic month? A look at the evidence today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 2nd, the 245th day of the year. Actors Mark Harmon and Keanu Reeves both have a birthday today. If the year has a most poetic month, we'd have to nominate September. Dickinson, Thoreau, Robert Frost, virtually every major poet has penned an ode to September. It's inspired pop standards like September Morn, I'll See You in September, or Try to Remember the Kind of September. In Camelot, it's decreed that summers linger through September. And here's one of our favorite September rhymes from John Updike. The breezes taste of apple peel, the air is full of smells to feel. Like plates washed clean with suds, the days are polished with a morning haze. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this month at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a big Labor Day weekend for college football and a big weekend for Kansas teams as both Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats walked away with a victory over the weekend. On Friday night, it was all the Jayhawks over Wagner as they dominated 46-7 in that game. That gives them a 2-0 start to the season after week number one of a 31-7 domination over at Fresno State. It was Jayhawks all the way, putting 14 points on the board for the first quarter and going into the half with 29. The Jayhawks are back up at it again on Saturday with a 2:30 kickoff in the afternoon on the road now, taking on Missouri. On the Wildcats side, the number 17 Kansas State Wildcats have walked away with a 3-point victory over North Dakota, where they won 38-35. It was a back-and-forth all game, barely holding off the Fighting Hawks after they put 14 points on in the fourth quarter. The Wildcats also have a Saturday game coming up with an evening one at 6 p.m. at home, taking on Army. Mid-America Network Sports.
Play center Lady Tigers defeat Holton in the championship of the Marysville Volleyball Invitational Saturday. A powerhouse tournament, 6 of the 10 teams in the field had advanced to state tournament play, Class 2A through 4A, last year. Clay Center took Holton in the championship 25-11, 25-16, while in the consolation, Riley County held off Concordia 25-21, 25-16. Holton was undefeated in pool play with Royal Valley, Cheney, and Sabetha. Riley County was undefeated in the opposite pool versus Nemaha Central, Valley Heights, Marysville, and Concordia. Marysville High Volleyball team back in action Tuesday, hosting Concordia. Freshman, JV, and varsity matches beginning at 5:15. Marysville High Girls Golf team gets the season underway at Concordia Tuesday, and the JV tennis team will host a quadrangular at the Marysville City Park. Fifth quarter activities on Friday evening included coaches' interviews with the Marysville Fall Sports Coaches. Join the conversation with Max Blasky. It's available, and you can download it on our website at KNDYradio.com.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday's Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
The Axtell Eagles are your state champions for the fourth year in a row. It'll be an all-TVL state volleyball championship between Hanover and Lynn this year. The Centralia girls finish a perfect season 26-0 for the Lady Panthers. The Twin Valley League is the best league in the state of Kansas, and you're not changing my mind. I cannot wait for this matchup on Friday night. The TVL Spotlight podcast coming soon to TVLSpotlight.com.
Sweet or sour? I'm not talking about pickles, but rather the pH of your soil. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Acidic soils with pH below neutral, 7, are often referred to as sour, while alkaline soils with a pH above 7 are called sweet. Soil pH influences which nutrients in the soil are available for the plants to absorb and utilize for growth. Blueberries, azalea, and red maples are examples of acid-loving plants. clematis, crabapple, and spirea are a few of the alkaline-tolerant plants. Always start with a soil test before trying to change the pH. Lime is used to sweeten soils, while sulfur is often used to lower pH. Since adjusting pH takes large amounts of energy and materials, it's best to grow plants suited to your soil pH. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
The worst roommates make for the best entertainment. When neat freak Felix and short-tempered slob Oscar move in together, they assume nothing can be worse than their recent divorces. They would be wrong. But their misery makes for hilarity in The Odd Couple, the classic comedy from Neil Simon, only at Community Players, September 5th through the 14th. Visit BeatriceCommunityPlayers.com for tickets to The Odd Couple.
Scott Robb holds many world's records. That fact makes him a well-recognized man among Alaskan farmers and among those who attend the state's fair. We visit with him about those giant titles on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Scott Robb holds so many records, he has to stop and think about which categories in which he is the world's best.
Right now, five. Giant cabbage, 138. Kohlrabi, 97. Kale, 105. Cantaloupe, almost 65 pounds. And turnip, almost 33 pounds.
Perhaps Scott's proudest achievement is holding the world's record for growing the largest cabbage. It's the world title to win in the minds of Alaskan farmers.
For the longest time, we've got a giant vegetable records list. And even though everything was in alphabetical order, the cabbage was not. It was at the top. So that's the mindset, you know.
Growing a giant cabbage takes a lot of time and effort for these vegetable farmers.
They cross different varieties of cabbages. You know, you might think, well, that's easy enough to do, but it's really not. It's like a three-year process because you have to overwinter certain plants, and then they bolt flower the next year, and it takes all summer to get seeds, so it's the third year you get to try those seeds.
He is perhaps most amazed at holding the world's largest cantaloupe record, though.
Down south, you're going to be able to grow bigger pumpkins, bigger watermelons. The cantaloupe still blows my mind to this very day because that was held by two gentlemen in North Carolina. To get that one up here, that's kind of special. Of course, I've always wanted a cabbage record. It took 20 years to go over 100 pounds, and finally, I did that.
But it's Scott's record, 138.25-pound cabbage. That still amazes many. A gargantuan veggie that brought many people here to see it at the time he broke the world's record. Traveling the countryside in Palmer, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. the least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
When you're out planting flower bulbs, put in a few stinking roses too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. I don't know who gave garlic that silly name, but it's easy to grow as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
I planted some garlic bulbs last fall and was happy with the harvest this summer. Fresh garlic is so good with pasta dishes and it'll grow almost anywhere. Sandra Mason is an extension horticulturist at the University of Illinois. She says most people are familiar with the garlic bulbs at the grocery store, but just as store-bought tomatoes don't have the same ripe flavor as homegrown, garlic from your garden tastes better, and it's fun to experiment with different varieties and distinctive flavors.
Some of them are hotter. Some of them actually have kind of a nuttier flavor to them, and you find that people, after they start trying some, they end up with their favorites, and I think a lot of chefs actually have their favorites.
Mason says most chefs like the hardneck type of garlic. It produces better flavor and has a stem through the center called a flower scape. They have less of an outer bulb wrapper, which makes them more sensitive and reduces their shelf life. Softneck varieties have the white papery skin and under the right conditions can be stored for up to 9 months. No matter the variety you choose to grow, good soil with lots of compost makes a difference. Plant garlic in a big area, too, so it can spread out as it takes root.
What you're going to do is you'll get the bulb, and then those things have the individual cloves, and then you want to break those apart, and you want to do that right before you plant them. And then you're going to plant them about 3 or 4 inches deep, and then about 4 inches apart in the row, probably about a 3 feet or so actually between the rows. So you want to give them plenty of space.
Don't be surprised to see some green shoots peeking out of the ground yet this fall. Garlic puts down roots and grows a bit before winter. Learn more about garlic varieties at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
They say facts are stubborn things, but sometimes myths are even more stubborn. Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. Retirement planning is full of common myths. One is that Medicare will cover all health care costs. It doesn't cover everything. You'll still need a supplemental plan like Medigap or Medicare Advantage for out-of-pocket expenses. Another myth is that Social Security won't be there when you retire. Currently, it's fully funded through 2034, and even if the trust fund is depleted, about 83% of benefits would still be paid. Of course, Congress will likely act before then. But here's the biggest myth. Social Security alone will be enough. Did you know that it was only designed to cover about 40% of your retirement income? So start saving now and plan wisely. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
MAHA could make food production and distribution very, very complicated. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Making America healthy again is a noble premise, but the agriculture community may see some backlash from it. Attorney Rusty Rumley is with the National Agricultural Law Center at the University of Arkansas.
We've seen proposed drafts of this floating around. We've also seen the White House kind of deny, saying that you shouldn't look at proposed drafts because they're not the final.
Rumley says MAHA originates from the Department of Health and Human Services, and it definitely spills over into agriculture.
For agriculture, the thing that really caught attention is pesticide usage, whether or not there's going to have to be safety warnings for foods that come with seed oils as opposed to things like beef tallow, soil health. It caught a lot of people by surprise.
Rumley says while MAHA is a federal initiative, it is prompting states to jump on the bandwagon.
They're pushing for a phase out of dyes. They're wanting to look at pesticides. I don't know how far down that they're going to be able to go at the federal level. States are going to be different.
Rumley says many states are already pursuing their own agendas, creating a potential maze of regulations impacting how farmers do business. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The New World Screwworm remains a growing concern. Mexico has reported a sharp rise in cases this summer, and the U.S. confirmed its first human case in decades last month in Maryland, though it was quickly contained. To protect livestock and rural economies, USDA has stepped up surveillance at the border, deployed detector dogs, and is moving forward with a new sterile fly production facility in Texas. That site will be able to release hundreds of millions of sterile flies each week, aiming to disrupt screwworm reproduction before the pest can gain a foothold here. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association First Vice President Stephen Diebel, and I asked him, what should the public know about the screwworm, particularly those who live in or travel through rural areas?
Well, it's something that we need to be cognizant of. It's not a super big issue with regards to people, but it does affect all warm-blooded animals, pets included, and it's something that we just need to be diligent about. And obviously, it's going to be more prevalent in certain populations over others, but it's not something we need to be super concerned about, but it can affect humans as well.
The New World screwworm begins when adult flies lay eggs in open wounds of warm-blooded animals. Within hours, larvae hatch and feed on living tissue, causing severe damage. After several days, they drop to the ground, pupate in the soil, and emerge as adult flies ready to repeat the cycle. How is the screwworm life cycle affected by different environmental conditions?
Well, I think environmental conditions, certainly as you move north throughout central and north Texas, obviously the temperature is going to play a big role in controlling, you know, the fly itself. So I think the biggest issue or the biggest asset that we as producers have, you know, are those winter months where fly production is at a minimum.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight than I
expected. That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casino? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's own certified...
Since 1935, farmers have relied on sales and service from Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn. Your certified AGCO Gale, Gleaner, Husqvarna, and Massey Ferguson dealer, Kuhlman can service tractors and farm equipment as well as automotive. They'll keep you going with any job around the farm, stocking hardware, parts, electrical, and plumbing supplies, as well as custom-made chains and hydraulic hoses. Count on Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Alfalfa that's looking a little peaked may need a meal of sulfur. The mineral will help boost yields and fight weeds. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Alfalfa needs sulfur to grow. Before the 1990s, the source of sulfur came from acid rain. When environmental regulations kicked in, the sulfur supply began disappearing. This means hay producers now need to add sulfur in their fertilizer application to maintain or increase yields. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says alfalfa takes up sulfur as sulfate, converts it into amino acids, and then into important proteins.
Without the sulfur, the plants tend to be stunted and they tend to appear yellow in the field if we have a severe deficiency because they can't grow and then they're also not fixing enough nitrogen from the air. The combination of factors means that sulfur deficient plants, they're lower yielding and they are not as competitive against weeds.
Undersander says the sulfur application rate is about 5 pounds per ton of dry matter removed, and he recommends applying it twice a year.
Once after first cutting, and then again in the fall. After first cutting, we could put on 25 or 30 pounds of sulfur, and then with the fall application of potassium, we could put on the remainder that we need to have based on the yield that we got during the year.
The most common source of sulfur is in a sulfate form, such as potassium sulfate, ammonium sulfate, or gypsum, which is a calcium sulfate. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how sulfur can help your alfalfa yields at agriculture.com.
Let's talk cattle. Join Tronic Simmental's Buy Why More for their annual Customer Appreciation Open House, Wednesday the 3rd. Gain knowledge of the cattle industry and get great food while you're at it. Hors d'oeuvres starting at 2 and a tri-tip dinner at 7. Listen to guest speakers with extensive knowledge of the cattle industry, as well as an update on LHT genetics. Cattle will be on display at the sales facility. Please RSVP. Tronic Simmental appreciates all of their loyal customers and would love to see you Wednesday the 3rd. For more information, check them out on Facebook or give Scott or Lauren a call.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. This year has been unique in terms of the cattle market and industry. University of Nebraska-Lincoln livestock economist Elliot Dennis discusses the recent cattle prices and trends they have seen.
As we get into the fall and we start to sell feeder cattle, what we're noticing first off is, you know, a lot of feeder cattle are coming to market a little bit earlier this year. And a lot of that is due to kind of producer sentiment that maybe the prices are high, but maybe they won't stay high as we kind of get into the fall run. Another one of those things that we're looking at right now is really kind of where the value of gain is, or what's kind of the incentive to, or the marginal incentive to actually retain feeder cattle into really the fall and into the winter months. And what we're seeing there is really the value is in selling, you know, lighter cattle this year.
He shares findings from the most recent USDA report on corn and how it will affect the cattle market.
Cattle are being pushed up a little bit earlier, and what we're seeing is, you know, obviously days on feed are going to continue to stay high. Corn price, I think, is the primary driver for that. We had the USDA report come out, and really what we saw was that market really defied expectations. We had much more corn acres that were say that were going to be produced, and a lot of that came from producer responses. And essentially what happened with higher corn acres, they reduced corn price. So at about $3.90. And so really what that ended up being is, you know, really foreseeable future, you know, lower corn prices. And so lower corn prices, you know, that cost to gain to actually feed them is still there. And so, you know, cattle are going to get heavier if we think about we have a reduced number of fed and we need to hold beef supply or beef production constant. That ultimately means that we're going to feed them longer.
Dennis describes the recent implications of New World screwworm on the international cattle market.
Cattle exports tends to be, you know, the wild card here, and a lot of it has to do with the Mexican imports. This continues to be a major issue. A lot of stuff is being prepped, and a lot of reasons why that should be when we look at New World screwworm and just kind of thinking about where the markets could actually go and the potential implications, especially when you think about the southern states. The southern border is, for all effects, closed until further notice, as New World screwworm kind of continues to come forward. That, essentially what that does is limit cattle on feed really in the southern panhandle and really changes the dynamic when we're thinking about a reduced cattle herd and where those cattle are coming from and whether they can even survive hot conditions down in Texas.
That was University of Nebraska-Lincoln livestock economist Elliot Dennis on the cattle market in the U.S. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Tuesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, we're still seeing mixed to mostly lower numbers when it comes to the grains market. That has been the story all throughout the trade day today. For the seeds market, we see a similar story. We have mixed to mostly lower numbers over there. And for the livestock market, the cattle and the hogs are both in the green and have been all throughout the day today. In the corn market, September corn up 1¾ at $3.99¾. December corn down 0.75 at $4.19¼. Kansas City wheat for December down 9 cents at $5.10¾.
Kansas City wheat for March down 9.25 at 531.5. In the oats market, December oats down 9.25 at 327.25. March oats down 8 cents at 340 even. In the bean market, September soybeans down 14 cents at 1022.75. November beans down 15.5 at 1039 even. Soybean meal for October down 520 at 278.20. December bean meal down 530 at 283.70. Soybean oil for October up 47 cents at 52.17. And December bean oil up 43 cents at 52.57. In the cotton market, December cotton down 67 cents at 65.87. March cotton down 62 cents at 67.82. Looking at the currencies market for the first time in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for September up 54 cents at 98.23. The December USDI also up 54 cents at 97.84. The euro for September slightly in the red, down to $1.16. The December euro also slightly in the red, to $1.17. The Japanese yen for September slightly down to 67 cents. The December yen also slightly in the red, down to 68 cents. Taking a look now at our midday stock market numbers, the Dow falls 400 points to kick off September on tariff worries, rising bond yields. The Dow Jones down 398 points. The S&P 500 down 71 points at 6,388.36. And the NASDAQ down 287 points. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Test drive a Grasshopper mower at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. Grasshopper mowers offer decks with powerful and reliable operation, unmatched comfort, and a legendary cut that leaves your lawn smooth and manicured every time. Grasshopper mowers, committed to the cut. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment, south of 21st and Andover Road, or south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks are trading in the red with all the major indices losing ground in midday trading. It comes after a federal court ruled last Friday that President Trump's tariffs are illegal, though the trade measures will remain in place while the administration weighs an appeal. The Kraft Heinz company is splitting in two. Neither of the two new companies have a name yet, but we do know that one will handle products like Heinz ketchup, Philadelphia cream cheese, and Kraft mac and cheese, while the other will take over Oscar Mayer, Kraft Singles, and Lunchables. Back in 2015, Kraft and Heinz merged to the tune of about $46 billion, creating one of the largest food companies in the world. From the food to the drink, Constellation Brands, that's the company that makes Modelo beer, is now slashing its financial guidance for the rest of the year. It now says they expect beer sales to fall between 2 and 4% by the end of 2025. It also reported a drop-off in Hispanic customers, who make up about half their sales. Mike Dubusky, ABC.
Ag Buildings provide safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.